SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The nation's unemployment rate increased to 4.3% in August as hiring slowed way down. Government revisions also show the economy lost jobs in June, the first monthly decline since the pandemic. Who's to blame for the weak job report?
U.S. employers added just 22,000 jobs last month. Democrats blame Trump policies for damaging the economy. The president targeted the Fed for not lowering its benchmark interest rate. Speaking with SRN News, economist Richard Stern says the Trump tariffs are dampening.
With the lack of confidence that businesses have in making investment decisions.
But he also said residual Biden administration policies are just as much to blame.
The Biden administration continued to expand regulations in every sector of the economy, making it hard for businesses that already exist to continue functioning and being in business, employing people.
Richard Stern with the Heritage Foundation, George Williams, Washington.
President Trump has signed an executive order renaming the Department of Defense as the Department of War, a title last used in 1947.
We won the First World War. We won the Second World War. We won everything before that and in between. And then we decided to go woke and we changed the name to Department of Defense. So we're going Department of War.
Congress must approve the name change. Strong, severe thunderstorms are making their way across parts of the Northeast today, putting over 25 million people on alert. A severe thunderstorm watch has been issued for parts of the Northwest from Maryland all the way up to Maine until 8 p.m. And the G20 summit will be held in Miami next year. President Trump made the announcement yesterday alongside Miami Mayor Francis Suarez and said it will take place at Trump's Doral Resort. Trump said the meeting of the world leaders will be held at cost and will receive no profit from either the State Department or foreign government. This is SRN News. A lawmaker from Finland is going to court again.
6 years ago, Päivi Räsänen tweeted out Romans 1:27, which condemns homosexuality. She was then charged under Finland's laws on crimes against humanity. She's been in court ever since. Now, despite having been acquitted on the charges in 2022 and 2023, the state is appealing to the Finnish Supreme Court in a case that will be heard in October. Religious freedom advocates say the country's hate crimes laws are absurd. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iraq continues to rebuild a decade after ISIS took control of large portions of the country. In the northern city of Mosul, war-damaged churches have been rebuilt in an effort to preserve the heritage of the city's shrinking Christian population. Most of the city's population of believers fled when ISIS launched its offensive in 2014. This is SRN News. Tesla is asking its investors to approve a proposed compensation package for CEO Elon Musk that could be worth almost $1 trillion.
In a regulatory filing, Tesla says if approved by shareholders, Musk would be handed shares worth as much as 12% of the company in a dozen separate packages if the electric car maker meets certain performance targets, including massive increases in car production, share prices, and operating profit. It could make Musk the first $1 trillion executive. The payoff is in shares and not cash. Those goals are extreme. In one case, Musk would have to convince investors in the stock market Tesla is worth $2 trillion in total, double what they value it today. I'm Ed Donahue.
A global study of over 100,000 young people says owning a smartphone before the age of 13 is tied to poor mental health and well-being in early adulthood. More details at srnnews.com.